There are many benefits of shaking hands with another Muslim. Let's listen to some of the Madani pearls. Number one, it is a sunnah for two Muslims to greet each other with a handshake using both their hands. Number two, also make salam when you depart, and a handshake is also permissible. Number three, the most dignified Prophet has stated, when two Muslims greet each other with a handshake and ask about each other's well-being, then Allah sends down 100 blessings between both of them, after which 90 blessings are descended for the one who greets more cheerfully and asks about the well-being of his brother more cautiously. Number four, when two friends greet each other with a handshake and recite Salat al-Nabi upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then their sins of the future and the past will be forgiven before they move apart. Number five, if possible, recite the following supplication, also doing a handshake having recited Salat al-Nabi. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ. In other words, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you and me. Number six, the supplication that two Muslims make during a handshake will be answered, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, and they will be forgiven before their hands separate, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Number seven, to shake hands with each other eliminates enmity. Number eight, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, any Muslim who greets his brother with a handshake and they feel no envy for each other, then Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive the past sins of both of them before the hands separate. And anyone who looks at his Muslim brother out of affection and feels no envy, then his past sins of both of them will be forgiven before the sight is over. Number nine, one can shake hands no matter how many times he meets the other person. Number 10, it is not a sunnah to do handshake with only one hand, but rather sunnah is to use both the hands to do a handshake. Number 11, some people do a handshake just by touching the fingers. This is not a sunnah as well. Number 12, it is makruh to kiss one's own hand after a handshake. Islamic brothers should abstain from kissing their own palms after a handshake. Number 13, if a handshake with an amrit or with any person breeds lust, then it is not permissible to shake hands with him. If the sight also breeds lust, then looking at him is also a sin. Number 14, the sunnah method of shaking hands is that there should be no hindrance of a handkerchief, etc. in between. Both hands should be bare and the palm of one should make contact with that of the other. My dear viewers, in order to learn thousands of sunnahs, buy the two books published by Maktabatul Madina, Bahari Shariat Part 16 and Sunnate or Adab. One effective method for learning the Sunnah is to travel in the Sunnah inspiring Madani Qafilas with the devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we do handshake according to the Sunnah. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam.